Welcome to the Super Quotient Club, aligning body, mind and soul with Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, 32nd Sutra, Chapter 2. Shauch santosh tapah swadhyayeshwar pranidhanani niyamah. The five internal principles of niyam governing spiritual growth include shauch, purity, santosh, contentment, tapah, self-discipline, swadhyay, self-study, and Ishwar Pranidhan, self-surrender. The freedom that graces us on observing the yam allows us to go deeper into the second stage of our eight-limbed path, the niyam. They will stay with us during our lives, taking us even deeper into the subtle realms of a being, moving us closer to the stillness inside. Who we are beyond the body in asana and beyond the mind in meditation is where the niyams gently lead us. Without them, samadhi would be an impossible dream. In contrast with the yam, which are concerned with how the yogi interacts with others, the niyam are centered on one's own personal discipline and practice. The word niyam indicates the essential principles that govern spiritual growth. While the yam are universal for everyone in all circumstances and stages of life, the niyam are particularly important practices for spiritual seekers who wish to prepare the mind for self-realization. The principles of niyam are encompassed by Kriya Yoga and emphasize the importance of self-discipline, self-study, and self-surrender. Though the focus of the niyams is inwards, they also encompass the external life. As covered by the first two of the niyam, shauch, internal and external purification, and santosh, contentment. The yam and niyams invite us to remember that yoga is a way of life, not just 60 minutes, 5 times a week. They are the foundation of an open heart and a peaceful spirit upon which we can build, and without them, the rest of the eight limbs of yoga become empty technique. How can we focus the mind when it is full of cravings and aversions? How can we hold a posture if we do not have self-discipline? How can we enjoy the fruits of Shavasana if we are unprepared to surrender? As with yam, so with niyam. We are not to cultivate these virtues, but observe if these qualities are there in us. If they are there, we are heading in the right direction. If they are not there, something is wrong somewhere else. So something must be done to rectify the cause. We must find where the opposites of these qualities arise, not merely manipulate and cover them up. Covering up our faults does not work. Hence, self-introspection and self-study becomes of prime importance. Self-realization would reveal that the virtues and qualities are already within us, just that they may be hidden due to the muddied and cloudy mind due to the sanskar. Once the mind becomes crystal clear, the qualities shine forth on their own. We will continue with this sutra and discuss the five principles of niyam individually in the coming days.